Today is the 21st of November. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, cold day. And so we are literally entering winter now. I think we enjoyed a good run in October maybe, but it is getting colder by the minute, I feel like. Anyway, my husband would say I'm an exaggerator because I don't like the cold, but that's neither here nor there, guys. It is cold. It is extremely cold. So please make sure that you wrap up warm and stay safe out there. But with all that said, we're going to continue in the line of worship. We are going to pick up from where we left off yesterday. And our verse of the day comes from Ephesians 3, 20 to 21. And it reads this. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. O Lord, God of heavens and earth, my Abba Father and loving Shepherd, please stir our thoughts by your Spirit to dream bigger dreams and have higher hopes than our earthbound and selfish brain can imagine. Give us a sense of wonder and expectation as we live for your glory. This we pray in your precious name. Jesus, you be lifted . So if you are new here on Heart of Worship, welcome to the worship family. Thank you for joining us here today. For those of you that have been listening from the beginning of the week, you know that this week we are just wanting to be alone in his presence. And so wherever you are, will you just invite him to come and take his place? Invite him to take his seat. Invite him to just surround you. Oh, yeah. For you have won the victory. Oh, hallelujah. You have won it all for me. Oh, death could not hold you down, for you are the risen King. Yeah, you are seated in majesty. Oh, for you are the risen King. Death could not hold you down. You are the risen King. Seated in majesty. Mayanda Rabas
You are the reason. We sing hallelujah, for you have won the victory. Oh Lord, hallelujah, for you have won it all for me. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. You have won the victory. Everybody lift your voice and say hallelujah. You have won it all for me, and death could not hold you down, for you are the risen King. Seated in majesty, O Lord, you are the risen King. Yes, you are.
Exodus 33 verse 14 says, and he said, my presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest. He has said that his presence will go with you, and that he shall be your rest, and he will give you rest.
Oh, you are the reason.
Psalm 16 verse 11 says, you will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy, and in your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Father, we thank you for your word. Mandaya ba se kete yebo shakata, ikete rebo shandaya ba 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 sandaya ba ba ba. Father, we thank you for your word. We lean on your word. We bask in your word. We meditate on your word. Father God, we believe that you will make our path known. We believe that in your presence there is fullness of joy. And we believe that in your right hand there are pleasures forevermore.
Oh, sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I'll worship your holy name.
And you know, the wonderful thing about God's presence is that it's always there. Just like gravity, literally, it is always there. We can count on the breath that we breathe when we wake up every day. And just as sure as the sun rises, it's the same way that I am assured that his presence is continually around us. Continually around us. His presence never leaves us. And it's in his presence that we want to be all day, every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days of the year. That is where we want to be. We want to be in his presence. We want to be in his presence. We want to be about his presence. We want his presence to never leave us. Because in his presence, the Bible says there is fullness of joy. In his presence, we will gain rest. In his presence, we will find everything that we will ever need in His presence. He speaks to us. He converses with us. He dines with us. He communes with us in His presence. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I'll worship Your holy name. I'll worship Your holy name. I'll worship Your holy name. Dear Father in heaven, we have been drifting for far too long in our spiritual walk, and we know that we need a spiritual wake-up call, and pray that by Your grace You would help us to waken ourselves up from this spiritual slumber and turn from any spiritual laziness and indifference we may have shown towards You. Rekindle the smoking embers of our faith and hope, our trust and obedience, we pray. How we praise and thank You that by Your grace You sent Your Holy Spirit to indwell in our hearts, and that our body has become a holy temple of God. Forgive us, Lord, for the times we have ignored this truth and have neglected to live this out in our lives. Forgive us for the many times we must have grieved or quenched Your work in our lives, and renew a right spirit within us, we pray. Help us, Lord, to put away our carelessness or attitude of indifference, and may we grow in grace, in a knowledge of You, knowing that this is Your will in the lives of each and every one of Your children. Uphold us with Your righteous right hand, and keep us ever looking to Jesus, who is both the author and finisher of our faith. This we ask in His name, who died for us so that we might live with Him in glory. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. So if you are new here on Heart of Worship, welcome to the family. Thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you for just taking the time out to worship your King. So the biggest thing that is happening here on Heart of Worship is our first worship service, which is taking place on the 1st of February 2019. Tickets are currently available. So if you want to come in group, there are group tickets. If you want to come as an individual, there are tickets for you. Tickets are now £25 for individual, and tickets for group, I believe, are £22 or £20. But all the details are in the link in my bio on Instagram. So there are two things. So if you are new here on Heart of Worship and you want to just connect with me, and you just want to let me know that you are listening in for the first time, then please head over to my Instagram at JC May and just slide into my DMs and just let me know that you are listening in for the first time. If you would like to purchase tickets to be at the call on the 1st of February, which will now be taking place in Leytonstone in Destiny Center All Nations Church, E10, then you can head over to the link in my bio and just click on there, and it will take you straight to the page, and it will give you all the information about the tickets that are available currently. Tickets that are available currently for that particular day. It is going to be an amazing night of worship, of intercession, of prayer. We are going to literally birth people's callings, and I am so excited about that. We are going to give you we are going to equip you to enter into a calling in a new way and in a new dimension. And it doesn't mean that you have to be in ministry. I'm talking about government, I'm talking about family, I'm talking about technology, I'm talking about business, I'm talking about politics, I'm talking all of the seven folds that you can think of. We are going to literally pray into them. And so if you are one of those people that you believe that you are called into one of those seven forms, media, government, business, politics, whichever one, then please, 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 please make sure you come out on that day, because we are literally going to pray those things into you. So with all that said, I say this: may flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue, and may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow, peace out. Bye.